For Labour. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
What is the simple answer to Michael Fallon's question?
We've made crystal clear that keeping the country safe is not and will never be a matter of negotiation. The embarrassing interview we've all just had to listen to says a lot more about the state of the Tory election campaign than the state of our national security. This is desperate stuff from a rattled campaign that spent yesterday defending tax avoidance and is now descending into the politics of the gutter.
Well, I have to say, hang on, I mean, you're standing in Scotland. If you're talking about rattled campaigns, your own party's got a lot to say about that in Scotland.
Well, it would be bad enough to have this rubbish from the chairman of the Conservative Party, but Michael Fallon's supposed to be the Defence Secretary. Let's be very clear, Labour support the renewal of Trident to deliver our commitment to maintaining a minimal, credible, independent nuclear deterrent delivered through a continuous at-sea deterrent. This is not up for negotiation with the SNP or with any other party. I don't know how I can say it more plainly than that.
And when you say a continuous at-sea deterrent, that means three or four boats, three or four submarines.
Well, we believe in maintaining that continuous at-sea deterrent.
And you accept that means three or four submarines?
Just let me answer the question, Jim. Yeah. The experts say that will require four submarines. We've said that, of course, we want to deliver that deterrent at the lowest cost, subject to maintaining that minimum continuous at-sea deterrent. Now, the experts say that requires four submarines. We'll review that pending any technological advances.
But the issue about whether it's three or four actually doesn't affect, the cost that much in the context of this budget.
Well, if you're talking about a 25-year time horizon, you're correct, and a lot of the costs are related to the
three, four boats
is
not. But what is plain is that you say we will renew Trident if you are in government. That's what you say. The Conservatives say we will go for four boats. You say no. Now look.
No, we don't say no, Jim. What we're saying is we are absolutely committed to continuous at-sea deterrent.
You're saying no to Michael Fallon's assertion that you would do a deal. Now look.
Honestly, the Tories are like a wounded, cornered animal at the moment. They're lashing out. It's nonsense.
Okay.
Ed Miliband dealt with this issue in front of the British public when he was asked that question by Jeremy Paxman 2 weeks ago. It's a non-story.
There are many members of your party. There were many people in the last Parliament as Labour MPs who take the same view as the SNP do on this. We spoke this morning to Diane Abbott, and she said this. How exactly does a submarine system designed for Cold War era combat meet threats from international terrorism? It is surprising that nobody's talking about the practical arguments against renewing Trident. Now, you've made your position crystal clear, which seems to be the phrase of the morning. But the fact is, there are many people who will be elected as Labour MPs on May the 7th, who take a quite different view. And they, and if there are a substantial number of SNP members in the next Parliament, will vote against the renewal of Trident. You might be faced, if you are in government, and you might be Foreign Secretary, with the prospect of going for a renewal of Trident on the back of Conservative votes. If it came to it, to get it through the House of Commons, if it came to it, would you do that?
Well, first of all, we are working for a majority Labour government.
Of course.
And secondly,
you are,
but we will set out the case to the House of Commons. The fact is the defence budget is about £40 billion a year. What we're talking about is £20 to £25 billion over 25 years. Now, the fact is, we'll leave the SNP to try and explain the blundering incoherence of wanting to join NATO but being non-nuclear, accepting the strategic concept of nuclear defence amongst NATO. As far as Labour is concerned, within the defence budget, of course we have to be able to maintain continual at-sea deterrence. That's what we've done in the past. That's what we will continue to do.
And you, if you were in government, would get that through the House of Commons in any way you could, and if your own party was split on it, which it almost certainly would be, and a nationalist president didn't vote for it, you would be happy to see a renewal of Trident in 2016 with the support of Conservatives, because that's what it would come to.
No, Jim, the fact is, when I was last in government, under Tony Blair's premiership and Gordon Brown's premiership, there was a previous vote in the House of Commons in which Labour went through the division lobbies in support of renewing and maintaining our defence capabilities. The truth is, we will continue to advocate and strongly support in the House of Commons the need to keep our country safe, and part of that defence capability is our strategic nuclear deterrent.
Douglas Alexander, Labour's